Well, joining me live on the phone today is recently re-elected Lincoln County Commissioner. That's Kent Conley today on the Weekday Wake Up. Good morning, Commissioner Conley. How are you this morning?
Good. How are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing all right. First, we got some catching up to do. Been a couple of years since we've had you on the air as a commissioner. Of course, deciding to rerun and getting elected in the last election. So, Commissioner, tell us what you've been up to the last couple of years. I know that you've kept your kind of mind in the know, and you've kept your foot in what's been happening around Lincoln County, especially in the energy sector. So maybe just update us what you've been up to recently.
I have a private consulting business where I've tried to stay in what the topics of Lincoln County are, our jobs and how our economy's growing and the actual growth in both ends of this county and the effect it has on my lifestyle. And so I try to stay up on all the subjects. Number one subject on our plate is commissioners right now, taxes. And everybody thinks that, that one end of the county is more affected than the other county for different reasons. They're not. We both have the same problems in both ends of Lincoln County. We're worried about growth and our rising taxes, 30% raises in taxes in Star Valley, 25% where I live. That is topic number one, and I'm dealing head on with commissioners this morning. We've been on the text messages back and forth to Cheyenne. The Senator Backstetter trying to figure out what is going to be the best bill to try to be able to go after. There's 15 bills down there right now, and we need some kind of tax look to be able to help our residents if we're going to survive all this growth and all these rising the inflationary factors dealing with all the stuff that's raising our property taxes. And that is just not, when you talk property taxes, it's usually about housing. Not about housing. This is about ranching taxes. This is about the other taxes that everybody pays. We have got to get it slowed down so that we can afford to live here and survive here.
Commissioner Conley, as you've talked with lawmakers, as you mentioned, I know they're going to be looking at a lot of those bills and proposals that you talked. What are some of the proposals that you see rising to the top right now as you've communicated with those in Cheyenne?
Well, the one this morning is rising to the top is in the Senate right now, and it's SF-136, and it deals with how you assess at 7.9% versus 9, and very controversial. It takes money away from districts to a certain extent, but if you're going to lower taxes, you got to take money from somewhere, and so that's kind of the challenge down there right now. How do you keep them taking? Our challenge down there has been this for 20 years in trying to help with taxes. How do you keep it leveled out between the poor counties versus the rich counties? And we're surrounded by some very rich counties that can, handle these things different than we can. The top four counties in this state is Campbell, Sweetwater, and Sublette. And of those three, two of them border us. And so that one is there. HB 159 is another one that's come out, but I believe it has a lot of good things about it. It deals with the system that is already in place. It beefs it up on how it goes about it. The biggest one, it has side things added to it to put more money in it. And this is the one that Treasurer Greenfield went around and helped people with. We need to get more people onto that program. It works. And our push is to make it work better, make it more accessible, make it easier to get to and understand and be able to get have money to backfill it. If you're gonna do it, the previous commission put up $500,000 in a fund that we're setting up to be able to locally contribute to that. Not just asking the state to do it for us. We're taking your tax dollars and trying to bring them back to you, what our goal will be with that.
Lincoln County Commissioner Kent Conley on the air with us this morning here on the Weekday Wake Up. Commissioner, let's switch gears and talk about the energy sector and update us on what's happening specifically in the South Lincoln County energy industry with the new industries coming. Of course, with the winter season, I'm sure things have kind of slowed down a little for TerraPower's construction, but maybe update us on what's happening there and with the other industries looking at the Kemmer area.
TerraPower is very simple. They made the announcement that they were delaying 2 years, which really isn't a delay. It's just kicking the can down the road a little farther, which, quite frankly, we believe helps us. It spreads out that new workload that will be coming in here and doing, and they're still underneath their original date. They had a completion date of 2028, first announced it as 10 years to 2032. It's going to take them 10 years. That's all there is to it, but they are on schedule. They intend on starting what's known as Island 1, or where they have already been drilling, if you're drilling past Kemmer down there south of here, with their construction of Island 1 in the spring. TerraPower has never changed that approach. They expect to have a workforce in here this spring. In our last meeting, and they were talking about it and moving forward. So that project, which is a $4 billion project, and one I like to remind people about all this development. We have three main ones, plus Gateway West Power Line and a natural gas development by Exxon, one of the leading producers in this county, a very good company that keeps bringing things to the table. All of those things could be worth a potential $7 billion. But for the taxpayers, sales tax alone on the TerraPower project could be worth as much as $100 million in sales tax at 5 cents. And so we want to keep these industries trying to come in here in a steady flow on that jobs. And that's what this is all about. We're strong pushers in keeping our coal-fired power plant up and coal miners employed and mining industry, even in Star Valley. We promote that phosphate mine all the time up there. Those are the industries, the big industries that people don't get to watch, that pay a lot of taxes. And so we've got to keep the transition, what I will refer to as the new era in coal and all minerals, comes about as we use rare earth minerals for different things. Coal is going to be used for different things in the future. It's not going away. We need to keep that industry here with the jobs attached to it, and a slow progression in there helps us. But the tri-sites of the world that creates fertilizers, Jet A diesel fuel, the Glenrock Energy Project, and these are all been announced, but they'll take a while. Glenrock is the one that makes ammonia out of it and captures CO2. CO2 has a use. Those companies right now that burn CO2 instead of natural gas. Ammonia for the future, it doesn't have any CO2. And so these are things that you're going to develop. You're going to see a technology age rebirth of the energy industry. Everybody thinks it's gone. Coal's still the leading taxpayer in the whole state of Wyoming. And so we need to retain the jobs and keep the businesses here that pay taxes. And not just pay taxes, we need to create interim jobs so that people can stay employed and our children can stay here so that we can do it. Because that's one of the key things. Are our children staying here, or are they leaving? Are we driving the elderly out? We have got to keep a stable economy in southwestern Wyoming, the whole Southwest, because it benefits us all if we keep the jobs on this side of the state. We battle the state legislature all the time in an east-west battle, and these jobs are the same way. Keep them in the Southwest where we can make some money, keep our taxes where they're at, so we can keep the lifestyle we enjoy. I love to hunt and fish and live in Lincoln County.
Commissioner Kent Conley from Lincoln County on the air with us this morning. Commissioner, just a real quick question here. We talk about the coal industry, of course, and keeping those jobs, and there's even been talk that potentially the Kemmer Operations Mine could see some expansion, actually, in the coming years. What's the latest there as far as the expansion of the coal mine and relocating Highway 30 west of Kemmer to make room for an expansion of the mine? Is that still something in the works?
It is absolutely in the works. YDOT put the money up into there, and the state legislature put some money into it. Those are very viable options. Our coal, I get given a bad time for this because I say we got the best coal in the West, and we do. It's got the lowest sulfur. I'll back that up with what industry I came out of. So that coal, we need to be burning that coal. It's cleaner than everything else. So no matter what side you're on this argument on it, that coal, and in coal is all these other constituents in there that are doing it. The expansion, the Glenrock Energy one, I can't remember the exact name of that one. They're going to be a while getting in, but that's a 4 million ton a year they announced when they announced it, which would add to the mine. There's other products coming in there. The tri-site is, these are small amounts of coal. But yes, we need to go north with the mine here in Kemmer, because that's where the big coal seams at, with the high quality coal in it. It's 100 foot thick and only has 1% sulfur. And sulfur is the stuff you see in the air. And it's what it's all about. It makes sense to dig coal in southwestern Wyoming because of the quality of that coal.
Lincoln County Commissioner Kent Conley on the Weekday Wake Up. Commissioner, appreciate the updates and your time this morning.